boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast.
I'm twerking over here.
I know. She's totally getting after it right now.
I don't know how to twerk. I'm lying. That's not twerking. Yeah,
that's not. That's just bouncing boobies up and down. And I'm totally cool with it. And the person totally cool with it is Vicky Barcelona. That is me.
And Taryn Daly in the house.
The one twerking ish. And we also have...
it's Kiana.
Hi, Kiana. The one just like, what the hell did I get myself into?
No, I always want to call you Kiki.
That's KK.
Kiki.
KK.
Does anybody call you Kiki?
Yeah. My parents, Kiki. Kikily deekily doo dah day is what my aunt and uncle call me.
Kikily deekily doo dah day.
Actually, I'm curious about nicknames because that's a very big thing in my life.
Oh, yeah.
But first, what is the number people can contact us at?
If y'all want to give us a ring a ding ding, it's 253-271-9343. And if you like email, we do that as well. And it's thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Woo! All right, Key. So you got Key, Kiki.
Keekly deekly doo dah day.
Do you have any other ones?
No, that's about it.
You didn't have any other random ones that didn't go with your name or anything?
Oh, my uncle calls me Kiana Jake J. So my brother's middle name is Jake. His name's Joshua Jake J. So I don't have a middle name. So I don't know why he does that. But he still, till this day.
You have no middle name?
No middle name.
Why did your brother get one?
I don't know.
Technically, I don't have one. I think my middle name is simply an occurrence of misinformation. My middle name is my mom's maiden name, I think she thought it's my second last name. In Mexico, they do weird crap like that all the time. Mm-hmm. And I would say my entire name, but I really don't want to.
My middle name is Janine, so it's Taryn Janine, but then my mom's maiden name is Raymore, so I have Raymore in there, so Taryn Janine Raymore Daly.
Uh-huh.
TJRD.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, and then at one point I had a different last name because I was married. Yeah. Then I went back to the other one. It was like, Jesus.
That's too much.
It is too much. You know. Just call me Taryn.
Okay, I'll tell you mine. Mine is Victoria Rodriguez Castillo. My last name is surprisingly not Barcelona, FYI. That is, some people think it is. They get all excited. They think it really is.
Your last name's Barcelona, dude. That's so tight.
No, but I know you're Blair and Taryn.
Blair and Taryn.
Tearing it up.
I've got, so in high school, I think I said I was not promiscuous. I had like one boyfriend in high school, but there was a senior that thought it was funny to call me Taryn her pants off daily.
That's kind of funny.
Which is hilarious. Now, like at the time, I was like, but I'm not a slut. I'm a virgin.
I'm a good girl.
But my dad calls me Tara Bear.
Aww.
Or TJ. Because Taryn Janine.
Uh-huh.
T-Dog, T-Mutt. T-Mutt. T-Money.
T-Money.
T-Money. So I got lots of nicknames.
My dad, for some reason, loves nicknames. And I have probably a million of them because of my father.
Let's hear some of them. Any cute ones?
Well, they're all in Spanish, and the main one is ratita, which means like little rat or little mouse. Because when I was a little kid, I had this little mouse doll, like little toy, and so that's what my dad started calling me. So then he would take the names of Disney princesses or whatever, like Jasmine, and he just mixed the two together, so ratos mean. And I'm just like, that doesn't make sense. But like, he'll call me that. So a lot of ratita-type nicknames, but then... And I know where he got this. My nickname is Spooky Cookie.
Spooky.
Or Spook. Which I didn't realize till I got older is technically racist.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm like, oh.
I had a cat named Spook. And I was like, oh, it's cute.
Because it's like Halloween.
And the worst part was, because it was a black cat. I didn't know. I'd never heard that. And then someone was like, my aunt was like, that's racist. I was like, how is that racist? It's just like a Halloween cat. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
You're like, oh, jeez.
So then we started telling everyone its name was Spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky. His name's Spooky.
Put the Y on there. It makes everything okay.
Oh, my God.
So I'm Spooky Cookie. My brother will call me, hey, what's up, Spooky? Because, and this is really, really dumb, in Pokemon.
I love it. I love Vicky stories.
In Pokemon, all the Pokemon, the way they talk is their name. So Pikachu, Pika, Pika. Except some of them make growling noises. Some of them don't say their names or make weird noises instead. And Krabby's a little crab Pokemon. And he makes this noise like it just sounds like he has like bubbles coming out of his mouth. So my dad would always do it and he'd be like, and like ended up spooky cookie.
Okay.
And so that's so my brother will call me that too. In high school, and like middle school and high school, I had two teachers who were big fans because I am Vicky Castillo. I would be called Vinny because there was a baseball player called Vinny Castilla.
Oh, yes.
So my nickname in high school was also Vinny. Well, some teachers, nobody never caught on.
Yeah.
I never was a Tory. Yeah. I had like maybe one person call me Tori or Ria or Vic or Bico is the nickname in Spanish. Bico. Because Victoria is Victoria.
Oh.
So Biki kind of sounds like Kiki. So I got Kiki too. I get Kiki as well.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of them.
And oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Well, you know, you talk about dads giving nicknames and stuff. So my dad nicknames all the dogs in our family, like all the dogs, every dog that's ever been owned by any of us. And he makes these like crazy long nicknames. So they have a dog named Colt.
Uh-huh.
It's Colty Wolty Bolty.
Oh,
Colty Wolty Bolty. And then my dog Kona is Kona Bona.
Uh-huh.
And then, what's the other one? There was Dory. Well, Dory is Doris. Mm-hmm. We call her Doris, but like Doris. Dory Bory. And then there was Rocky Ducky.
Aww.
And everything has like, it's just another name that rhymes with their real name.
Exactly.
But we always give my dad a hard time because there's like five names per dog.
I have a cat named Kona too.
Do you really?
And we call her Kona Bona.
Oh, Kona Bona.
She's a black cat too, but I decided not to go with the racist name.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that actually makes me want to think of another thing. You know, I bet you have a way you talk to your animals.
Oh, yeah.
So like the way, like when I talk to Kona.
Yeah.
It's Kona Bona.
Yeah, Kona.
Is it good? Kona Bona. So that's how I talk to Kona. And then Kai is more of like a dur voice, like where I'm like, oh, it's Kai boy.
Yeah.
Hi, Kai boy. There's a good Kai boy. So those are like my dog voices.
Yeah.
What are your dog voices or cat voices?
For Rummy is one of my parents' dogs, actually. It's a Chesapeake Bay Retriever. And she's kind of like a high, strong. She just like everything. So it's like, duh. She wants to please all the time. So I call her Rummy Tummy. I go, Rummy Tummy. Rum, rum.
Yeah.
And then we have Sadie, who's also a Chessie. And she's a little bit older. She's 8. But she acts like she's 12. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't get up or do anything. So I call her Sater Bader Bear. Bader Bear. Bader Bear.
See, I feel like a douche because one of my like my friends have cats. I'm allergic to some animals. I don't know which one, so I just avoid most of them.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll be like, okay, come here. And maybe, like, I'm also a little OCD with animals, so I'm not your typical Seattleite there. But if a cat starts rubbing up on me, I'm like, get off. You don't own me! Because that's what that...
I'm in charge.
When they rub on you, it means that they're rubbing their scent on you to say that they own you.
Is that really?
Yeah. It's claiming ownership of you.
Oh, yeah.
In their heads or in their clan or whatever.
Oh, man. I was at my parents' house this morning and their cat Daisy was all up in my grill.
But yeah, like when they rub on your leg, they're trying to get their scent on you. So I'm just like, you don't own me, cat. I own you. F you, cat. I'll yell at the cat. F you. And people are like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Be nice to the baby.
I'm like, I am big. Little bastard thinks it owns me.
Well,
it doesn't.
And that's the difference. Like with cats
it's a cute-ass bastard, like, but god damn it.
With cats and dogs, I mean, I love all. I'm an animal lover. It doesn't matter what it is. I love them all. But with cats and dogs, it's like I've never had a cat that was excited to see me the way a dog is excited to see me. You know what I mean? And there's something about that, like, bond, I think. That special bond with a dog. And then there's that funny thing about, like, what's the difference between locking your dog in the trunk of a car and locking your wife in the car.
Yeah.
After 24 hours, your dog will still be excited to see you.
Yeah, right.
It's true, you know?
Well, they just offer that unconditional love.
Yes.
Whereas, like, cats, like, I have another cat, Mr. Duke. He's actually my cat.
Mr. Duke.
Yeah, he's named after Hunter S. Thompson character, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So he's either A, really excited to see me, or B, he just does not care. And he will not acknowledge me for at least 2 or 3 hours. I travel a lot for my work.
Oh.
So I'm gone a lot of the weekends.
So he's just kind of punishing you a little bit.
Yeah, and he'll just look at me just like, I hate you. But then he always turns around and comes back.
He just wants you to know.
Oh, yeah.
See, my parents had this dog that if we ever had to board them for like a weekend or something because we were going, you know, out of town, Max, when you'd pick him up afterwards, he'd go like this and look out the car door.
Like, I like that. I like that you're explaining it for radio.
Yeah. Because you guys can all exactly picture
She's doing
exactly
demonstration right now.
So he would, but he'd be sitting in the back seat with his head turned out the window, and he would, no, I'm not gonna look at you. Like he just wanted to know you're pissed me off so bad that I'm only gonna look out the window. I'm not going to make eye contact.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Dogs are crazy.
See, yeah. Like, I never grew up with, I had a dog maybe when I was like 6 or 7. And we weren't really dog people. My mom worked really weird hours, and my dad worked all day, so. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, my mom didn't want to take care of a dog. And she was never really a dog person or animal person. She was really OCD. Like, if we touched a dog or anything, that's kind of, I think, what brought on what I have going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I immediately wash my hands. Like, I feel dirty. I can't have animal hair on me. I freak the hell out. I'm getting better. I am training myself. I am getting much better. But she grew up in Mexico City.
Yeah.
And there's a difference with animals there than here.
And my grandma loves animals. Mm-hmm. Her mom loved animals. So there was, you know, 5 kids, 2 adults, and a tiny little house. And,
oh, my gosh.
You know, with, like, 6 dogs and a bunch of cats and birds and, like, everything. So it's, like, there's no room. And so my mom, I think, just associates animals with dirty and...
Well, and it's a lot of responsibility. And, like, in this day and age, we all, like, a lot of us have multiple jobs or multiple responsibilities. And we like to go places on the weekends. It's hard, especially with dogs. Tough. A cat, you can leave a bowl of food and some water and, like, they are cool. But a dog really needs that attention. And even, like... Today, I mean, I've been down here all day. Brad's, you know, he had a radio event up north and he was like, oh, I'm not going to see the dogs until 2 o'clock. And like, we were freaking sad about the dogs. You know, they have each other, but like, you know, they love human interaction too. So it's hard to leave them for a couple extra hours. You know, you, you miss them and you know, they miss you too.
The only, the only difficult thing I think is, well, at least on my end or my situation is, I never grew up with that, so I don't have that bond that people naturally have with pets.
Yeah.
I don't have that. It makes me sound like an awful human being.
Not at all.
And, but it sucks being in Seattle because people are like, you don't like cats? You don't like dogs? Like, no. Like, they're like, I can't live without mine. I'm like, that's cool. Maybe we can't date. Because maybe your cat might give me allergies. Sorry. Yeah. Like, and there's people like, I'm like, it's cool. It's like your dog. I'll be there. If I'm in your house, you know, you're your house. Do what you got to do. Live. No, don't change because of me. Like if your dog's gonna, you know, if I'm sitting in a spot and it wants me to move, I will move. It's your dog's spot. Yeah. I'm totally cool with that. But it's, I hate it when people expect me to love their pets as much as they do. And it's just like, it is not realistic.
Well, it's almost like a child thing. It's like, why don't you like my kid? Because some people feel like their pets are their kids.
Because your kid's an asshole. That's why. Sorry. No, but seriously, even with kids though, like, if somebody's kid is being well-behaved, I will love that child, and we're going to have a good time. But if that kid starts acting a fool, I'm going to lose it. And it's not cute anymore, and it's pissing me off.
And I have no problem. I was a nanny for a long time. I'm the oldest out of 17 cousins, and I was around most of them when they were little. So I know how to take care of kids. And if your kid is being out of line, I have no problem looking at them and be like, there's no reason for you to be doing that. Like, about a year ago, I went to a birthday party, and the birthday girl had her daughter there, and she was 9. I had my boyfriend at the time. With us, and she totally, you can tell, had a crush on my boyfriend. So she's jumping on him, like hitting him, punching him, and then like I tickle her. I'm like, okay, sweetie, okay, knock it off. And then she tried to punch me and like hit me too. And I'm like, hey, listen, there is no reason for you to hit me. Am I hitting you? She's like, no, but I don't want you to tickle me anymore. I'm like, okay, fine, I won't tickle you anymore. Stop hitting him, stop hitting me. Like in front of her parents. And I was like one of the first or second times I met this kid. I'm like, you don't hit anybody. Yeah. If somebody goes after you and attacks you, go for it.
Yeah, if it's self-defense, you go right ahead.
But you do not hit. We do not hit. It's not a lady thing. It is a respect thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just sitting there, like, totally telling this girl, knock it off.
You go, girl.
I'm like, I don't care if you're 9 and your parents are here. And if they yell at me, cool. I don't care.
You know what makes me laugh? I have a lot of, you know, a lot of my friends have become first time, second time, even third time, some of them, parents. And I always laugh when they, have you ever heard when they say, use your words? Have you ever heard of parents? Use your words. Like, if a kid's like, starts freaking, use your words. I'm like, oh my God. Is that like a new thing? Because I feel like I'm hearing that all the time.
I use it to my friends now when they're drunk, especially. My roommate, I'm like, Steve. It's like, what the? Use your words, because he'll like mix them up together. Which, by the way, I have a few words. Steve's words of, I don't know. I don't know what to call it, but I'll tell that after. What you're saying?
Oh, no. Okay. Go for it.
Freaking the roommates. He, for some reason, was talking about Mortal Kombat and couldn't get the words. He was trying to say Scorpion or Sub-Zero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he ended up saying Scorp Zero.
Scorp Zero.
And so between me and him, we're both idiots. I'm just like, oh, my God, that should be a thing. Scorps Adorbs. When Scorps something is
adorbs.
Creepy, but it's kind of cute.
It's Scorps Adorbs.
That's Scorps Adorbs. Kind of like scorpions,
You need to patent that.
Yeah, that could be the next thing. Sarah, that is the new thing. Forget Scorps Fleek and everything. Adorbs. Scorps Adorbs. Like the goth chicks, they're like, you're kind of scary, but I like it.
Oh, yeah.
It's Scorps Adorbs.
Scorps Adorbs. I like it.
And then we came up with another one, and this one has a little more explaining to do, so I don't know how well it would work. I had an extra ticket to Comic-Con, and I sold it on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy I sold it to, his name is Boris. Some guy online. Boris.
Hello, my name is Boris.
And I'm thinking, I'm going to see this big old Boris looking dude. I'm kind of excited because I'm like, oh, that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
And I meet him and I'm like, are you, like, I asked my roommate, Steve, can you please come with me? Because I am selling this pass. I don't want to get robbed. Like, it's Craigslist. I've never done this.
That sounds like a drug deal. I know. Boris?
Boris, I have a Comic-Con pass. Yeah. What one do you want?
And Boris is packing, so be careful.
Right.
Meet me in the alley at Sixth and Pine.
Right. Steve? And like, so I had Steve come with me, and, you know, he's tall. He's 6-something. So he looks formidable. Like, okay, maybe he might hold up on a fight. Like, I think he might. if he doesn't run away, but he.
I feel like
he Sorry, would think Steve. He'd want to fight. Like, I think he would. He'd want oh, to yeah. fight. Oh, but I God. Think his first instinct might be flight.
Flight? Yeah.
So he'd be like, bam, out of here. And then he'd be like, oh crap, I should probably come back.
Gotta go defend Vicky's honor.
So I'm like, just drive. I just need to drive up. Just come with me, you know.
Make the drop.
Make the drop.
Make the exchange.
Unmarked bills.
Do you have it? Do you have the money?
Do you got the stuff, Boris?
So we pull up, and I'm like, wait, are you Boris? And it's this skinny little dude. Like, he was kind of tall, but mm-hmm. I'm like, you're...
You're like, you do not fit the name.
I was just trying to, like, make small talk, and he was just super awkward. Like, it was, like, the most uncomfortable thing in the world. Like, are you excited for Comic-Con? He's like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what are you excited to see? He's like, I don't know.
He's like, just give me the ticket, lady. Jesus.
And I'm like, I'm just trying to be nice. I'm like, I'm not ripping you off. Yeah. This is a real pass. Like, I'm trying to make him feel at ease.
Yeah.
And he leaves. And then we're walking around and he walks off and then I start driving home and I'm like, do you also feel disappointed that this isn't the Boris we thought it would be? He's like, yes, where's the real Boris? I was about to ask, where's the real Boris? So now our thing is, whenever something's not real, it's like, or when, you know, it's like, hey, or this is the real Boris.
That's the
when
real
it's
Boris.
The real deal, uh-huh. it's the real Boris. So we have two things, Scorps Adorbs. And the real Boris.
The real Boris.
Gosh, I know. But seriously, what a stereotypical, like, you know, my brain, I'm picturing curly hair.
Burly Russian.
He had, like, reddish curly hair, everything. I was just like, okay. Oh.
See, it's bad. I need to learn not to judge a book by its name.
By the title. That's wherever awesome. You are, Boris, I hope you had a good time at Comic-Con.
Boris.
I actually really like I love our Russian accents. FYI.
Boris eats poroshki.
Oh. Oh, like freaking red from
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, have you seen Orange is the New Black yet?
No. Kiana, you need to binge watch it.
I know. It's on Netflix, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You're good.
I'm working at a spa a couple days a week now, and one of the massage therapists, she's actually a massage therapist and esthetician. Her name is Piper, and I always want to call her Pipes. I was like, hey, Pipes, because that's what Jason Biggs calls her on the show, Pipes.
Next season, or the new season's coming in like...
In June, right?
Like a little bit of, almost a month.
Highly recommended.
Yes.
How many seasons is it so far?
This next one's going to be the third season.
Oh, the third season.
I think it's only like 10 to 13 episodes a piece.
It goes quick.
Okay.
If you're a Netflix binge watcher person, you can get through real quick.
I don't think she is. She's not really.
See, I can get into, like, but it's always on a Sunday.
Yeah.
It's always on a Sunday if I ever binge watch.
Smoke a lot of weed. It's legal. I can recommend it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Smoke a lot of weed, just relax.
Another
show you need to watch, and I know we talked about this a lot on the Geek Nation podcast, is Daredevil.
Okay, so everybody's talking about this. How new is it? How much have I missed?
It all came out on Netflix. It's a Netflix original series.
Same type of thing. Yeah.
Same type of thing. I think there's 13 episodes. I don't remember, are they 20-some minutes or an hour?
Yeah, that's
I think maybe it's, I don't remember. It might be an hour. It's gritty. It is, because people go like, oh, it's another superhero show, like the Arrow or The Flash. Those are from the CW. That is pretty much a girl show. Like, it's like, and I hate using that, like, because people are like, oh, what girl? I'm like, no, it's not girl. I should probably use the word. It's very romanticized, very teen kind of, you have your soap opera moments. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean by girl moments. So, oh, you feminists, please don't hate me or send me hate mail. Or do, whatever's fine.
We'll deal with it.
I like mail. But you know what I mean. It's like what you would stereotypically consider a girl thing. But this is gritty. It is bloody. It is horrific.
Yeah.
It is awesome. He is a badass.
And who plays...
Charlie Cox, he played a character in Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
He was also in, Stardust? It was that Claire Danes movie or something like that.
Mm. Claire Danes?
Yeah, I think Robert De Niro was in that movie. It wasn't that great. But,
good try, though.
Yeah, but he was in that. He's super cute, but he plays a badass. I love the guy who plays Foggy. He was from, like, the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, the Mighty Ducks!
Yeah, he was, like,
who
the big guy.
Oh, Goldberg?
I think, maybe.
The goalie?
Yeah, maybe. I'll pull up a picture. I'll tell you in a sec.
Or one of the Bash Brothers.
No.
Now I want to
talk amongst yourselves.
No, I saw it on TV like a couple weeks ago.
Quack.
It was on late at night on one of the movie channels.
Yes. Quack. Quack.
It's the best. So the guy is named Eldon Henson.
Mm-hmm.
And see if I can find. Apparently, he was also in the new Hunger Games movie, The Mockingjay. He was in that new one.
Mm.
But I have to go back a couple years on his IMDb. To find him.
I wake up every morning.
Oh, he was Fulton Reed.
It's the Hunger Games. I'm starving.
He played Fulton Reed.
Fulton Reed. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I don't know if you know that.
Good stuff, man.
But yeah, he's he's a cutie. He's like the lovable kind of chubby sidekick, but he's just like, he's not like, he's like, in comparison to the really fit Charlie Cox, he's going to look chubby. He's not really chubby, but you know what I mean.
He's the average dude, pretty much.
The average Joe.
Yeah.
No, but very much worth the watch.
Okay, I'm going to get into that.
Yes.
Come next podcast. I'm going to be a few episodes in.
I tell people, if you're not convinced, watch at least the first two, because the second one has an awesome fight scene that I think convinces everybody to continue on.
I like fight scenes. So do it. I'm not a girly movie person or girly. Well, I do watch some terrible, terrible TV. like, I won't even, you will lose so much respect for me if
Housewives, Teen Mom, no, Kardashians.
I do watch Teen Mom.
If Sarah was here, she'd have your back.
Oh my God. No, the other one's really bad. It's really bad.
Kardashians?
No. Dance Moms.
Oh. It makes it feel better.
It does. I'm like, oh my God, if I was ever a parent, it would not be like this.
If it makes it feel better, my guy roommate watches that stuff.
Yes!
He watches it with his girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay, so it's one of those things, like, it kind of, it's like a train wreck. Like, now I can't stop watching it. Uh-huh. And the girls, I'm sound like such a perv watching little girls dance, but these girls are amazingly trained, like 13, 14-year-old dancers that are like their career. I'm kind of excited to see where they go, because some of these gals will work on Broadway. They will do big things.
Well, there's a musician, Sia.
Yes.
And she always creates these amazing music videos.
With Maddie.
Yeah, and she did a music video, I think, with one of the gals.
She did too.
Or she did too. I've only seen one.
Chandelier.
I didn't see Chandelier.
I saw the controversial one.
Elastic Heart with Shia LaBeouf. And I don't know if I showed you that.
I saw it.
He looks damn good in that.
The thing is, like, I have a lot of respect for Shia LaBeouf. People call him crazy. People call him whatever the hell you want. And he probably is. But he is a damn fine actor. Like, I have loads of respect for his acting chops.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and I had just seen Fury. Have you guys seen that? If you hadn't?
No. I wanted to see it in the theater so bad, and I just couldn't get around to it.
I think it might be on Redbox right now.
Okay.
So I recommend if you get a chance.
I really want to see that.
Not a happy movie.
Yeah.
It is not a movie you're going to walk away being like, no, I'm glad I watched that. It's going to be like, damn.
I'm glad I watched that.
It was great. And his role in that is really fantastic. He did such a great job. I heard he actually would like cut up his face to make him look like he had this this little scar or whatever on his face.
And
he
like got taking it seriously.
Yeah. Got his tooth chipped on purpose. I think went to the dentist and got it chipped.
That sounds horrible.
Mm-mm. But before also watching the music video, which creeped me out a little bit, because the movie I saw was Nymphomaniac. There's two parts and they're on Netflix. I recommend it. It is dirty. He actually has sex in this movie with his co-star. So you see,
PNVG?
Yes, very much so. And I'm just like, that's happening, right? Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That is insertion.
Yes. Very much so. But it is very interesting. If you like those kind of, I don't even know. It's not a documentary, but it has like a weird vibe. A girl's telling her story about her life as a nymphomaniac since a little girl. And she's just telling her story as it is. And there's a lot of big actors in it.
Yeah.
Christian Slater's in it. Uma Thurman.
Love. Today's Uma Thurman's birthday.
Happy birthday, Uma.
Yeah. Random.
I know. Sorry. I know things.
But it's two movies, and it's a long watch, but it's very fascinating the way they did it, and
it's called Nymphomaniac?
Yeah, there's Nymphomaniac Part 1, Nymphomaniac Part 2, and he's in it, too, and he's really good in it, too. Hmm. Another recommendation.
And then that music video that you're talking about,
And it's like them dancing, and if you haven't seen it, go look
and
it up, or we can post it.
She's supposed to be a wolf. So if you rewatch it, she is supposed to play a caged wolf, and he is the human, but she's small enough to get out of the cage.
Yeah.
So she teases him, and he's hungry, and he's
trying
to catch her and
kill her. It's like all this interpretive dance kind of thing.
Yeah. So she's supposed to portray like the spirit of a wolf.
See, because I got something different, because he never really was too aggressive towards her until she would do something to him, then he might have some sort of aggression. But I always kind of, and I know it's up to everybody's interpretation, maybe what you guys think. I always thought that is your, like, when we want so bad to be adults, we want so badly to do this, and then your childhood is lost or sometimes taken from you.
Yeah.
And so it kind of teases you. It's like, this is what you could have had. This is something you maybe have experienced, and you will never get back. You can never go back to it. And it's crazy, and it is a bitch, and that's kind of what I always thought. Like, that was your youth escaping you. or something along those lines. So it is a great piece of art. So you may not like the music, but I tell people this might not be your vibe, but go check
but
it out.
Watch the video. When he does that piece where he climbs up the top of it, you guys just have to watch it. He's in insanely good shape,
muscular,
which is great for us. But just the whole art of it is really cool. And Natty, the dancer,
fantastic.
Is one of the dance moms.
Oh.
And she's like the favorite on Dance Moms.
But she has like in that music video, she did such a good job appearing almost crazy.
Yeah.
Her eyes. She'd just be like, you know, like doing stuff with her hands.
And the way that she would walk. And
yeah.
Climb.
Yeah. And she'd be like, rah! You know, just awesome.
She's
such a great.
Those girls on that show, I'm such a creep, are a so bit. Talented. But I guess maybe it's because I was like kicked out of ballet when I was 3. So this is like me vicariously living through the show.
3?
Yes.
Already that much of a problem?
Well, they were like to my mom, like I would never I wouldn't go out on the floor without my mom.
Oh.
Well. And then I was a very like, I think I was a little bit of a distracted type.
Okay.
You know?
So you just
ADD.
Couldn't, yeah.
No.
So I know, weird, hard to imagine. But they were kind of like, yeah, maybe she should play like soccer or football, like with the boys. Get her out
that
of here.
That nice subtle suggestion that like, yeah, your kid's not going to do it again.
My mom's like, thank you for your honesty. We'll be leaving now.
All right, we have two options. One, we could either pause now or let Jolene do her interview and then bail out, or we can end it here, or I'll tell one more story and we can end it here because we got to go, or let Jolene
let's
use
do,
the room.
Let's do one more story.
All right.
Do we have time for that?
Yeah. So a lot of people, you know, and hopefully this isn't going to make anybody cry or anything, but there's a lot of way we remember our loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't imagine what it'd be like being a widow. Like, that is probably one of the most intense pains. The one thing I don't think I'll ever do is do what this designer created. He created a love toy in which you can put your loved one's ashes into so you can use it on yourself.
I don't like that.
Yeah, designer Mark Sturkerboom, that is his name. After passing, the missing of intimacy with that person is the only one aspect of pain and grief. This forms the base of 21 grams, which is the name of the thing. The urn offers a possibility to conserve 21 grams of ashes of the deceased and displays it as an immortal desire. And they call it 21 grams because that is how much they believe a soul weighs.
Weird.
They've weighed people before and after they die, and it's about 21 grams less.
Well, if that's what you want to do with your loved one's ashes, I'm not going to be one to tell you not to, but that's just not going to be for
me. Not for me, no.
Like, I mean, I've heard of people, like, taking the ashes and compressing them and making them into
like
jewels.
Yeah.
Which even then, like I'm like, okay, maybe. But.
And I could maybe roll with that. I'm kind of like Angelina Jolie, where I could wear like a vial of someone's blood. I'd be totally down
with that. I'm down with that.
But inserting.
No.
There's that word again. No. There's that word again, insert. Inserting
the word of the day, kids.
I don't see that as being my thing. Who was it though? Wasn't it like after, was it Tupac's ashes? Somebody rolled up some of Tupac's ashes and like smoked it in a joint.
Oh.
And like his mom was just horrified because like that was not okay.
There was that, and I think Keith Richards also, there was that rumor about him smoking his dad's ashes or something like that. He snorted it.
He snorted it.
Yes.
God, but just don't.
But you know, that wouldn't surprise me. So that was one of those stories I could be like, I could believe it.
Yeah. Keith Richards. Nothing that Keith Richards does surprises
me. No, I'm not shocked by it.
He's still alive.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
He's like a cat. He's got at least 9 lives. At least.
He's got more than that.
Well, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of The Broadcast. And we have lots of cool stuff, hopefully, like coming up in the near future.
Really cool interviews coming your way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lots of badass ladies to feature.
Yes. And so until next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.